From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is grateful that Indonesia's fundamental economy is very good amid global crisis. President Joko Widodo inaugurates flag-raising troop for Independence Day ceremony. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Around 107 countries have been affected by the energy, food, and financial crisis. However, Indonesia must be grateful since Indonesia's fundamental economy is very good amid this situation. Indonesia has achieved economic growth up to 5.44% and experienced a trade surplus for 27 consecutive months and has been able to control inflation below the average of other countries. This was pointed out by President Joko Widodo in his speech at the People's Consultative Assembly of Republic of Indonesia Annual Session and General Assembly along with the House of Representatives of Republic of Indonesia and Regional Representative Council in 2022 in Jakarta on Tuesday.
Inflasi juga berhasil dikendalikan.
Inflation has also been successfully controlled in the range of 4.9%. This number is far below the ASEAN average inflation, which is around 7%, and it is far below the inflation of developed countries, which is around 9%. Even until mid-year of 2022, the state's budget or APBN is also surplus 106 trillion rupiah. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also conveyed that Indonesia is able to manage the COVID-19 pandemic well. He remarked that Indonesia's success in facing the global crisis has shown that the Indonesian nation is a strong nation. This is Indonesia's first strength towards a developed country. President Joko Widodo is also confident that if the pandemic is able to be managed, Indonesia is able to manage other serious agendas. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Monday inaugurated the complete formation of the flag-raising troop or Paskibraka for the flag-raising and flag-lowering ceremonies at the Presidential Palace on August 17, 2022. The flag-raising troop comprises 68 male and female high school students from Indonesian provinces who were selected through a strict and rigorous process. This was conveyed by President Joko Widodo during the flag-raising troop's inauguration ceremony, as observed on the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel on Monday. During the ceremony, head of the Pancasila Ideology Education Agency, or BPIP, Yudian Wahyudi, read the Paskibraka Oath, with all inducted personnel repeating the oath. Next, we have Director General of Hajj and Umrah at the Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs, Hilman Latif, who is optimistic of the government of Saudi Arabia revoking the rules for limiting the age for Hajj next year's pilgrims. In a written statement received by Antara on Monday, Hilman affirmed the cancellation of the 2020 and 2021 Hajj had resulted in the waiting list for pilgrims being doubled. The waiting list, which was originally 20 years, has now become 40 years, and the waiting list that was originally 30 years has extended to 60 years. During the 2022 Hajj, the Saudi Arabian government imposed an age limit of 65 years. As a result, several pilgrims were unable to perform Hajj despite having entered the queue on time. We continue with the government's COVID-19 handling task force affirmed that Indonesia's Independence Day on August 17 offers a momentum for all parties to strengthen health protocols in a bid to curb the spread of COVID-19. Independence Day is a momentum to implement health protocols. That was pointed out by head of the Behavior Change Division of the COVID-19 Task Force, Sony Hari B. Harmadi, during a talk show in Jakarta Monday, as quoted by Antara. Now we move to the international news. The United Nations Special Envoy for Myanmar traveled to the Southeast Asian nation on Monday for the first time since she was appointed to the post last October. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the trip by Nolan Hazer, followed by the UN Security Council latest call for an immediate end to all forms of violence and unimpeded humanitarian access in the strife-torn country. UN spokesman Stephanie Dujarric conveyed that Hazer will focus on addressing the deteriorating situation and immediate concern, as well as other priority areas of her mandate. We continue with President Vladimir Putin, who has said that Russia and North Korea will expand their comprehensive and constructive bilateral relations. As reported by BBC.com, in a letter sent to his counterpart Kim Jong-un on Pyongyang's Liberation Day, Mr. Putin said the move would be in both countries' interests. In turn, Mr. Kim said friendship between both nations had been forged in World War II with victory over Japan. The last news comes from Thailand's economy, which is expected to continue growing in the second half of the year despite a weaker-than-expected second quarter, the central bank said on Tuesday. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Assistant Governor P.T. Disyatat told TNN News that inflation is likely to be higher in August before gradually coming down. The economy grew 2.5% in the second quarter from a year earlier. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You're gone.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Indonesia Achieves Rice Self-Sufficiency. There is a special gift for the 77th anniversary of the Indonesian Independence Day. The gift is an award from the International Rice Research Institute, or IRRI, for Indonesia's achievements in rice self-sufficiency and improvement of the national food security system. The certificate of acknowledgement from the IRRI was received by President Joko Widodo at the State Palace in Jakarta on Sunday, 14th August. This award is the result of the hard work of the Indonesian people. President Joko Widodo, after receiving the Agricultural Food System Award for 2019 until 2021, and rice self-sufficiency through the use of rice innovation technology, expressed his appreciation for the real actors working in the fields, such as farmers, local governments, ministries, and university research institutions that have worked in achieving self-sufficiency in rice. According to President Joko Widodo, the achievement is the result of integrated work, joint work, and mutual cooperation. Over the last 3 years, Indonesia has not imported rice. Based on data from the Central Statistics Agency, Indonesia's rice stock until the end of April 2022 reached 10.2 million tons. This achievement certainly cannot be separated from what has been done by the government of Indonesia to achieve food security. Citing President Joko Widodo's explanation, since 2015 until now, 29 large dams have been inaugurated, and this year, a total of 38 dams will be completed again. The government targets that by 2024, the construction of 61 dams plus 4,500 reservoirs and 1.1 million irrigation networks that have been built from 7 years. This achievement is expected to be a driving force for Indonesia to strengthen food security, because there are still many challenges ahead. As stated by the head of the National Food Agency, Arif Prasetyo Adi, the challenges of the food sector in 2023 are getting tougher. This is because global conditions are still filled with turmoil, such as the Russia-Ukraine war, the COVID-19 pandemic, and climate change, whose impacts are increasingly being felt today. Optimism to achieve food security must be owned by all Indonesian people. The application of food technology to increase farmers' production and productivity must be strengthened. Strong community support for food diversification will also contribute greatly to the achievement of Indonesian food security. Thus, the commitment of the government of Indonesia to increase national production and ensure food sufficiency in the country, as well as to contribute to international food conditions, can be realized sustainably. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal. Listener, here is Today in History. I will start Today in History with the event of August 16, 1945, when Rengas Dengklok incident occurred. The Rengas Dengklok incident was a kidnapping won by a number of youths, including Sukarni,
Wikana, Aidit, and Hairul Saleh from the Menteng 31 Association against Soekarno-Hatta. This incident occurred precisely at 3 a.m. Soekarno and Hatta were taken to Rengas Dengklok, Karawang, West Java, and then urged to speed up the proclamation of the independence of the Republic of Indonesia. In the face of this pressure, Soekarno and Hatta remained in their stance to proclaim Indonesia's independence on August 17, 1945. Let's turn to August 16, 1972. Indonesian enhanced spelling finally comes into effect. The Indonesian enhanced spelling came into force on August 16, 1972, replacing its predecessor, the spelling of Suwandi. The enhanced spelling is the result of an agreement between Indonesia and Malaysia, a joint statement signed by former Malaysian Minister of Education Tun Hussein On and former Indonesian Minister of Education and Culture Mas Huri. The enhanced spelling was enacted based on Presidential Decree No. 57/1972 year concerning the Latin and Indonesian spelling system on August 16, 1972. I will end today in history with August 16, 1977, when Elvis Aaron Presley passed away. The singer, better known as Elvis Presley, passed away at the age of 42 in Memphis, Tennessee, United States. Born in Tupelo, Mississippi, USA, on January 8, 1935, Elvis is not only a singer, songwriter, but also an actor. He is considered one of the most influential cultural icons of the 20th century. Elvis Presley is also often referred to as the King of Rock and Roll, or simply the King. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
empêchant la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari peran. Keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu, bekerja bersama hati. Kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati. Ekoku merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman. Bergeraklah dari zona nyaman. Seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is entitled Indonesian Ambassador Discusses Labor Cooperation with Jordan. Indonesian Ambassador to Jordan Ade Patmo Sarwono paid a courtesy call to the Jordanian Minister of Labor Nayef Zakaria Stetih last Wednesday. The meeting discussed cooperation in the field of employment between the two countries based on existing agreements. They also discussed the problems of Indonesian migrant workers, especially domestic workers, who have difficulty returning to Indonesia. The problem is that they have to pay fines for their stay or work permits, which were not taken care of by their employers. Based on information on the Ministry of Foreign Affairs website on Friday, 12 August, Indonesia is still imposing a moratorium on the placement of Indonesian migrant jobs for domestic workers to Jordan. However, cases of Indonesian migrant workers' placement before the moratorium still occur. Minister Nayef Zakaria said that he would look into the matter and coordinate with relevant agencies in Jordan. Ambassador Ade Patmo hoped that they would be considered for amnesty. Meanwhile, Minister Nayef Zakaria also expressed his hope that Indonesia would reopen the placement of domestic workers from Indonesia to Jordan. This request will still be studied first by Indonesia, especially regarding the issue of protecting Indonesian migrant workers. The meeting also discussed exploring cooperation in vocational training, particularly in the fields of agriculture, fishery, furniture, and welding. Minister Zakaria explained that the Jordanian government is developing vocational training as a way to reduce unemployment and invited the Indonesian ambassador to visit a number of vocational training facilities in Jordan. Meanwhile, the government of Indonesia will consider assisting the Jordanian government's programs. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia.
Ku terhanyut dalam kabar ayumu dan ku tahu kamu mencoba untuk berbicara tentang isyarat cinta. Ku mengerti ini sulit untukmu dan ku tahu aku bahkan takkan pernah bisa untuk katakan cinta. Sadarkah bila aku terjerat pesonamu? Ah, okay, mungkin aku takkan jadi yang pertama untuk mengungkapkan jika kau merasakan yang ku rasakan. Shoot me now, shoot me now. Okay, mungkin aku takkan bisa. Ku tak ingin menunggu lebih lama. Katakanlah semua yang kau rasa. Shoot me now, shoot me now. Setiap kali akan memulai lagi ayuan yang sama berjuta kali tanpa menyatakan cinta.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Listeners, every year, all Indonesian people commemorate August 17 as the Proclamation Day of the Indonesia's Independence. Commemoration of the Proclamation Day is usually held with ceremonial activities and enlivened by various traditional competitions. One of the games contested every year is the kerupuk or crackers eating contest. The contestants, both children and adults, are always enthusiastic about participating in this competition. Cracker eating contest is a simple competition. The materials needed are only crackers and rope. The crackers used are usually white crackers that are hung from a rope. The winner is the fastest to finish the crackers from other participants. During the competition, there is no hand support, and each participant's hands are behind his back or tight. Not just a game, it turns out that the cracker eating competition has a history and philosophical meaning. The history of the cracker eating competition is related to the struggle of the Indonesian people during the war. Indonesian people have known about crackers for a long time. In fact, the name of cracker was written in ancient Javanese script before the 10th century AD. Then, the period from 1930 to 1940, crackers became a complementary food for Indonesian people. At that time, crackers were identical as food for the small people in times of war in order to survive, because the price was cheap. When the economic crisis went along, a spike in the price of basic necessities, crackers became a side dish. The existence of crackers didn't stop after Indonesia's independence. In 1950s, competitions emerged to commemorate Indonesian Independence Day, the goal so that people are entertained after the war. However, during this period, Indonesia's conditions were not yet fully conducive. Therefore, the public could only carry out the August 17 competition in a simple manner. One of them is to hold a cracker eating competition. In addition to entertaining the people, the cracker eating competition also aims to remind people of the war filled with struggles. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sudah di kepala dua, harus mulai dari mana. Ambisiku berkecolak, antusias tak karuan. Banyak mimpi-mimpi yang kan ku kejar. Lika-liku perjalanan, ku terjebak sendirian. Tumbuh dari kebaikan, bangkit dari kesalahan. Berusaha pendamkan kenyataan bahwa takut tambah dewasa, takut aku kecewa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is kehilangan barang. Kehilangan barang or losing things. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation related to today's topic entitled Jaket Saya Berbahan Kulit. Jaket Saya Berbahan Kulit, which means my jacket is made of leather. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a security officer in the old city. The security guard asked about the features of Dev's missing jacket, and Dev describes the material of the jacket. Let's listen to their conversation.
Apa bahan jaket Bapak?
Jaket saya berbahan kulit.
After we listen to the conversation, I will present some vocabulary related to today's material, jaket saya berbahan kulit. Jaket saya berbahan kulit, which means my jacket is made of leather. I'll say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Jaket saya, which means my jacket. Berbahan, which means made of kulit. Kulit, which means leather. Jaket saya berbahan kulit. Jaket saya berbahan kulit, which means my jacket is made of leather. In the conversation, you heard the phrase jaket saya berbahan kulit. Jaket saya berbahan kulit, which means my jacket is made of leather. In that sentence, there is an expression berbahan kulit. Berbahan kulit, which means made of leather. The expression berbahan kulit, which means made of leather, is used to express the characteristics of the object from the material side. In that sentence, the expression berbahan kulit, which means made of leather, refers to the material of Dev's jacket, which is made of leather. To express the characteristics of an object according to its material, you can use the word berbahan, which means made of, followed by the type of material, such as kulit, which means leather. Other examples. In addition to the word berbahan, which means made of, you can describe an object with other characteristics, such as berwarna. Warna means color. So, berwarna refers to the color. And berukuran, which refers to the size. Let's listen to some examples to describe the characteristics of things. Warna, which means color. Jaket saya berwarna coklat, which means my jacket is brown. Ukuran, which means size. Jaket saya berukuran XL. Jaket saya berukuran XL, which means my jacket is XL. In addition to leather, the type of material that is often made into clothing is kain, which means fabrics. In Indonesian, there are several names for types of fabrics. For example, kain katun, which means cotton. Kain sutra, which means silk. Kain denim, which means denim. Kain satin, which means satin. And kain wool, which means wool. Before ending today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, for more details, let's listen to this example of a conversation once again.
Apa bahan jaket Bapak?
Jaket saya berbahan kulit.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully it will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Yang terjadi saat ku denganmu, ada bahagia, cinta tawa, ada hati rindu. Jangan takut, pasti bertemu. Tunggu nanti kita bersama lagi. Tunggu nanti pasti bertemu. Simpan dulu rasa rindumu, kesamu saat kita bertemu. Aku tahu kau cemaskanku saat ku tak ada di situ. Dekatmu simpan luka dalam rindu. Kesal rasanya berbalas pesan tanpa bertemu. Habiskan malam milik berdua. Jangan takut, pasti bertemu. Tunggu nanti kita bersama lagi. Tunggu nanti pasti bertemu. Simpan dulu rasa rindu, kesamu saat kita bertemu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VY listener, today's music corner presents you a Malay song entitled Dendang Negeri Jambi by Dera Amanda and Hardy. Composed by Cheks Rohim, this song tells the story of Jambi. The lyrics describe Jambi in Sumatra Island as a beautiful, safe, and peaceful country with a diverse culture and friendly people. This song invites the community to jointly make the glory of the Jambi country proud. Well, listener, here is the song Dendang Negeri Jambi by Dera Amanda and Hardy. Happy listening!
Musik. samo angkat budayo, budayo Jambi banyak ragamnya, sangat terkenal di mano-mano.
Ada budayo jangan dilupo, demi negeri nan kita cinta, bersatu kita bersama-sama, harumkan negeri Jambi nan jayo.
Mari kita berdendang Semarang bunyi gendang tentang Melayu daerah Jambi, Jambi negeri kita jayalah selamanya. Mari kita bersama agungkanlah namanya.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voindonesia, email voy@voynews.id.